You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Braley, and today is November 26th, 2018. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast, and happy Thanksgiving to you all celebrating in the U.S. of A. And the countries abroad. And, I have a lot to be thankful for this year, so I'd like to take a moment, say thanks to all of you, the listeners, for listening for all these shows we do every year, every month. And thank you to just about everybody for life and for being able to live it, because that's really what this is all about, giving thanks and showing your appreciation to others. During this time of the year, while eating and shopping. That's what it's all about now. I guess, unfortunately, Thanksgiving has turned into a shopping holiday, as when I left my in-law's house for dinner on Thanksgiving night, we took a look, we drove around, and we saw tons and tons of cars, because they were all shopping at the retailers, which opened up, most of them opened up around 5 or 6 o'clock at night. Now, I remember, for years and years and years, it was always Black Friday, which we talked about, which is still a very big day, trust me. The day after Thanksgiving, traditionally for holiday shopping, but it looks like now it's kind of bled off into Thanksgiving Day as well. And instead of just being 1 hour or 2 hours, it seems like many of the stores are doing week-long sales or weekend-long sales. So if you got a new TV or a new laptop, congratulations, you got probably a great deal on one. And if you didn't, well, you'll be fine too, so don't worry about it. So enough of the small talk, let's talk about what's going on in the wet shaving world. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the end of an era, and that's Straight Razor Designs. They have decided to retire and close up shop. So if you guys are been around for a long time and are into straight razors, or if you're just into wet shaving in general, you probably have made an order with them in the last 10 years or so. And they decided to, they're retiring. And that brings us to our next part of the podcast, where we're going to salute Lynn Abrams. Lynn Abrams needs no introduction. If you don't know who he is, you haven't been in the game too long. And he's decided to retire along with Straight Razor Design. So we're gonna give him a salute and talk a little bit about him. Because without that guy, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't be talking right now. Also, Movember, show your support. This is the last week of Movember. It's not too late to show some support and to do something. So check out, I got the link in the show notes. I've had it all of November. This is the last week, so if you're holding a mustache for a while or beard, and you have about another 7 days before you got to take it off. All right, Black Friday sales. Is this the best ever for wet shaving? Are these the best ever sales that we've ever seen? And we'll say there are a lot of them out there. It's so hard to actually keep up with the vendors right now, but I can tell you that I think this is probably one of the best years for wet shaving sales that I've seen since I've been doing this. The Sharpologist 2018 Gift Giving Guide is out. We have the show notes to it, link, some new stuff on there, and really interesting, guys, how if you read year after year this gift giving guide, how it changes and how some of it stays the same, but a lot of it changes year on year, and how trends change and companies come and go. Really cool, so check that out. And also in our new product segment, we're going to talk about Yaki. Yaki is from manufacturer to direct sales. Is this a successful transition, or is it something that's hurting other artisans? I'll talk about that and tell you my thoughts as well. We'll also go on with what's up coming up on the cast and in the future. And with that, let's get on with the show. All right, guys. Straight Razor Designs, after 11 years of business, Straight Razor Designs, also known as SRD, is closing down shop. One of the original wet shaving online brick-and-mortar retailers, Don and Lynn have helped wet shavers basically learn how to shave and guide them in the right direction for the last decade and more from that. Lynn has decided to retire. We'll talk a little bit more about him in the next segment. And there's a liquidation sale going on. They're basically letting everything go. They're just about out of everything. I bought a few things from them as well. I've bought stuff in the past. But time just goes by, and it's hard to believe that when you look online that some certain vendors aren't going to be there. Now, closing up shop is a big deal to me because I've experienced it a couple of times in my life. I've worked for a retailer that had to close, and closing down a store is not fun. And even if it's this one, they're retiring, it's not a bad thing. Closing up a store is not easy. This is the second brick-and-mortar store that's closed this year, so far. And we talked about the Old Town Shaving Company that shut down earlier for retirement. So we're losing a lot of those brick-and-mortar spots, right? We have that one Shave Shack in Texas that opened up. You have Maggard's. You have West Coast Shaving. And you have, Pasteur's in New York. But it's starting to show a trend to where I think we're starting to hit the peak in wet shaving. And this kind of worries me because I'm really into... I'm into a lot of brick and mortar stores. And I know there's a couple overseas and, you know, have Art of Shavings and stuff like that. But just to see another retailer just say, hey, look, it's done. You know, every year we talk about this. Every year I'd see probably 20 or 30 artisans come and go every year. Believe it or not. Artisans and businesses and stuff like that. You know, I was going through the show notes of some podcasts in the past, past 3 years when we were doing our anniversary edition. And I couldn't believe how many companies are not there anymore. I couldn't believe how many companies are now there. So what is the reasoning why people, shut down shop? I think this particular reason for Straight Razor Designs is that they're actually retiring and they're, have been doing it for a long time, right? But for a relatively newer hobby, wet shaving has seen its up and downs. I think we're starting to see our peak with stuff, with selling and stuff like that. I'm starting to see more regular products being sold and being featured in Shave of the Days than artisan products sometimes. An artisan products is great. It's very important to have those products along with the traditional products of companies that have been around. Is Truett & Hirst going to be around for, Truett & Hill. Are they going to be around? Truett & Hirst is a winery, guys. I'm sorry. I always get them confused. I actually say that at my work because I sell wine for a living. So I say that sometimes too. I'll say Truett & Hill. So Truett & Hill, has been around for, since 1896, I think, or something like that. They've been around for many years. Are they going to be around after this? Are those companies going to stick it through and make it through? Or are they going to just, kind of go away as well? So far, I think they're looking pretty good. Art of Shaving, listen, guys, we could say all we want about them. The products are good. They're good quality. They are expensive, but they run boutiques all over the country, all over the world, really. And they're going to be around. So that's going to be here, I'm pretty sure, for the long haul. Same thing with the bigger companies. Right? Simpson Brushes. They're going to be around. They've been around for a long time. It's just some of the smaller companies. But Straight Razor Designs was one of the companies that I thought would always be there. I always looked at it. I always knew, hey, if I need something for my straight razors, I can go there and get it. I know that they know what they're talking about. I know that the products that they sell, that they make down there with their own label, is good stuff because they actually hone razors and know how to use them. So I guess it's just it hit me a little bit hard when I found out about this. Because not so much because, I wish them the best of luck, of course. But it's just, timing and just knowing that they won't be there anymore kind of, it's a little bit unsettling for me. And it takes a little bit out of you because I've been doing this for so long in this company and the forum as well was a big deal in my development as a wet shaver. I went on there every day for a long time and I have a lot of great memories. But so Straight Razor Designs will probably be closing up pretty soon once they're running out of stock. And it could be temporary, it could be forever, who knows. But we want to also say, end of an era to Straight Razor Designs, and we're going to salute them as well. So salute to Straight Razor Designs team. Thank you for 11 years of service and teaching us and providing great products for us for those 11 years. More importantly, guys, Lynn Abrams is officially retiring. I got to speak to him via text message, a little bit over the weekend. And we talked about a lot of things. We talk about not just wet shaving. We talk about, other things as well. Great guy. Very, very friendly person. Very open, never turns you away, and he's probably helped thousands of people learn how to shave with a straight razor, whether it be his videos or his own personal advice, via email, phone, text message, any kind of way. This guy has always had open arms for wet shaving, and being the co-owner of SRD, he's decided to, retire, and I can understand why. It's been a long haul. And, when you get to some point, you get to your life, you're like, hey guys, it's time, shut it down for a little while. It's not that the industry, like we talked about, the industry is crashing or anything like that. It's just that, hey, I'm done, So who is Lynn? If you guys don't know who Lynn is, you must not have been around too long, or you're fairly new at this. He's the guy who was responsible for the first wet shaving forum. He did a Yahoo Shave group, right? And the story is, if you hear on some podcasts and stuff when he did a few interviews, the story was he only had he was trying to get 10 members, and he had a hard time getting them. And he started it off because he found an interest in straight razors, right? And he started it and started sharing some stuff, and that group turned into basically the forum straight razor place, which has gone under several different names, but we're not going to get into that. I'm going to refer to it as Straight Razor Place. I know it's probably because that's what the name of it was for the most time. I think now it's Sharp Razor Place. They've had some issues where they've had to change the name. And he started that group and brought everybody together via online, the internet. And this is back in the 90s. So when the internet really wasn't that big and not everybody was on it or was just starting to get big, he started Straight Razor Place, right? And that Yahoo group grew and just started what we have today. So if it wasn't for Lynn, there wouldn't be any forums, right? Forums, groups, stuff to meet online, and there probably wouldn't be 90% of the artisans and people out there doing this. Because unless somebody brought us all together, then how would we have known, you know, that what we're doing is a hobby, right? Other than traditional products and, you know, companies like Dovo and companies like Mercure, well, the same company, but like when we talked about, you know, Simpson and stuff like that, those are really the only wet shaving products that you can get. If you're going to buy a brush, you had to go to a brick and mortar store and find a brush, right? You had to go to a store, and not many of them were here in the USA, so you'd have to probably go to England or abroad and find those areas and then be able to buy a shaving brush and cream and stuff and bring it home. You weren't able to find it online. You know, what Lynn did was bring all that onto the internet, which basically opened up this industry to global rather than just a local industry of when you go to your store and find a Vanderhangen brush at Walgreens, you know. So Lynn has decided, you know, I'm briefly speaking to him, he's decided, you know, to retire, and he's done so much work for the wet shaving community and so much work for us in general that it's really important to give him a salute, because without Lynn, this podcast would not be in existence. And all this work that we've done and all these great items and razors and artisans and shaving brushes and being able to go online now and find a shaving brush quickly rather than having to go to a brick and mortar store, you know, believe it or not, all comes down to this. Because if there was no interest brought to us, the consumer, from all over, there would be no artisans. So Lynn is officially responsible for the wet shaving craze that we have today. So sorry, Lynn, if you're listening, I'm blaming you for the reason why I buy wet shaving stuff. That's right. That's okay. It's cool. So, Lynn, we do salute you. You did a great job. You had a great career with wet shaving. You know, I consider you to be a mentor and to be a great guy, and look forward to seeing you post about a lot of vacations, because that's what you need. Take a lot of vacations and have fun. So the Wet Shaving Talk podcast salutes Lynn Abrams today for his work in bringing us all together and starting this wet shaving craze that we call a hobby, or hobby and us hobbyists and collectors alike. So Lynn, we salute you. All right, guys. Movember, we're talking about Movember a little bit. This is the final week of Movember, but it doesn't mean you have to stop supporting the causes of Movember, right? We all know what that's all about. Every year, the world shows their support for testicular cancer by growing a stash doing physical activities or donating money or something like that. Yeah, that's fine. But show your support every day of the year. You don't have to just do it for November. But if you did grow a mustache or a beard, you're probably either loving it or you're ready to take it off. So you got one more week. If you want to support the Movember cause or anything like that, it's us.movember.com right here. Just check them out. Do whatever you can. Do a physical challenge or try to grow a stash in a week if you have to. Or just if you wanted to donate some time or anything like that as well. Every little bit helps. So guys, show your support. Movember.com. All right, guys, so Black Friday is here and gone, and now today is actually Cyber Monday, the day that the show is coming out. Is this the best sale ever for wet shaving? Period. I'll tell you right now, this year for Black Friday has been pretty intense for wet shaving. I can tell you that being in the game for about, I've been doing this now 10 years, right? Almost 10 years. For most of the time that I've seen this, most of those 10 years, I don't remember ever seeing a Black Friday sale. And now I'm seeing Black Friday sales like for the last couple of years. And now this year was huge. This year was big. Like West Coast Shaving had 20% off everything on the site, 40% off their products, free shipping. You know, this vendor had this. You know, Blackland Late Razors had a sale. You know, everybody's having a sale. And this is intense. This is great because I can tell you that 6-7 years ago, you go on Black Friday and all you want is to buy something wet shaving. Like, oh man, you know, I can get to buy something. I don't need a TV. I don't need a laptop. I need something like that. And every year it's like, you know, nothing. And this year was different. You know, Holy Black did a huge Black Friday sale on Thanksgiving night at midnight. They had all their releases, everything they ever made, they did a release. All their special releases and stuff, all new stuff. You know, then they did, on Black Friday, they did like a giveaway at around 6 o'clock at night. They did a show. I mean, these guys, just all this marketing, all this stuff is just, it's really working. You know, it does work. So when we talk about, is the industry crashing before, as you mentioned? I don't think so, but I think the brick and mortar aspect of it might be. So we'll see what happens in the next year or so. Have we peaked out in wet shaving? Possibly. But these special releases are still pretty strong. So getting to see that on the Holy Black site, that was pretty intense. That was very interesting the way they did that. You know, West Coast Shaving doing huge sales. I mean, everybody's doing something, which is good. It really keeps the, you know, I think even Lather Brothers was doing something. I have a list of everything, and it's hard to keep up. But really awesome just how to see everybody get together and just make a huge Black Friday sale and keep it going till Cyber Monday. And I'm just looking forward to seeing some more stuff coming out because it's really intense. So is Black Friday, was this year the best sale ever? Best ever for wet shaving? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say this is the most sales I've ever seen in wet shaving since I've been doing this. Now, I'm opening this up to an open discussion. If you or someone you know agrees with me or disagrees with me, please, please, please send me an email at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com so we can talk about it, because I'd love to have another perspective on the show to talk about, hey, I don't think that is, or I do think that is, or what I bought. Also, let me know what you bought from another vendor. If I didn't mention the vendor, or if there's something else going on, let me know. Let me know if you purchased anything crazy for Black Friday, because I'd love to feature it in the show. All right, guys, the Sharpologist 2018 Holiday Gift Guide is out. This is something I look forward to every year around this time because it changes or it stays the same. Now, what does that mean? Year after year, you'll see new products coming out, right? New stuff here, new stuff there. And it's great to see that, you know, Mark puts them all together in a guide for us. Now, these aren't going to be all artisan products and all one-offs and all, you know, special edition soaps. This is stuff that you can buy every day. You can go online and pretty much find it, right? And buy it and not have to, you know, go on an eBay auction or anything like that. He keeps it real when it comes to that part. So it's a great gift-giving guide. It's really universal. There's product around for everybody. And if you are a significant other who is looking for a gift for someone, guys, check this out because this might help you. You might see some names that you remember seeing online. I know I don't think many people are listening to this podcast that are significant others of those who wet shave. But if you are listening, all right, here's a word of advice. Hopefully your significant other who likes wet shaving is not near you and doesn't hear this secret. Look at what they use and go in the bathroom, go in a shave den, wherever they're using their stuff, and check it out and get names, right? And then start like probing, ask probing questions like, oh, I heard about this brush, or do you like this brush? Or just ask like questions like that, right? And then go online and do a search and you'll find something nice. Now, I'm going to be honest, be careful with buying certain things because sometimes we already have it, we already ordered it, or, you know, may not like it. You can't really go wrong with shaving brushes, a high quality shaving brush, but you got to notice the names in there. If he already has one, or if he has like, you know, Simpson Manicure not, you know, there's really, that's kind of the top end of Simpsons. There's really no reason to buy another Simpson brush. So I ask questions, look online, and I hate to say it, reach out to friends that they talk to online if you do. If you could see that they, if you see that they text or talk to people, as much as I hate to say this and much as trouble this might cause, try and get, reach out to those people and say, hey, what does he like? What do you do? Or even if you notice that they buy from a particular vendor, send that vendor an email and say, hey, I see my husband or my wife buys from you all the time. What is their favorite stuff? I'd like to get them a special gift for Christmas or for Hanukkah or for anything for the holiday season. I would be surprised if they wouldn't be able to tell you an answer. So the holiday gift guide is great. Gives you a great way to find gifts for yourself and for others. And like I said, it's hard to buy a wet shaving gift for a significant other, but that this guy just makes it just a little bit easier. So check it out, guys. It'll be up for the holiday season. I'm a big fan. I've left a I left the link in the show notes as well. All right, guys, and moving right along, Yaki from Maker to Sales. The manufacturer company Yaki out of China has been producing wet shaving products for many companies over the years, but this year they started to do a direct sales approach. They're actually selling their stuff directly to consumers, which is the first time I've seen it in their history. What do you guys think about that? You feel that it's a good way to do it, or do you feel that it's hurting the wet shaving industry? You know, recently we saw the Yaki come out with a double open comb safety razor, which looked much like the open comb razor that Douglas Smythe makes on his site, right? The DOC, double open comb. And there's a lot of controversy saying, oh, you know, they're coming out with this for other companies and they're also selling it themselves and they're marketing it as their own name. And, you know, they were making it for him, but they weren't. So it turns out that they weren't making it for him. He was getting it done from somebody else, but they were copying his design and that's what they do. Okay. So Yaki making stuff for years and years, and now they're copying design and stuff. What do you think? Do you think this is just, hey, this is the business world, this is how it is? Or do you guys think that this is, like, wrong? Do you guys think that this is ethically wrong and they shouldn't be producing items that are similar to others out there? Are they hurting artisans in general by making cheaper products and that are actually probably higher, not higher, but high quality and still work, right? So what are your thoughts? Let me know via email. And I'll definitely feature it on the show, joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Personally, myself, I think it's a little bit on the borderline of ethics. I think that, hey, it's a free market. You can do whatever you want. And if you don't have it patented or protected, what are you going to do? You know, not only that, the design, some of these designs that they're taking, you know, are designs that somebody else took from the past. So be honest, guys, a safety razor design, double-edged safety razor design, every single one that's made out there is a copy of Gillette's original design. I mean, if you think about it, Gillette made that design back in 1903. That's his design. You know, everybody else copied it. If your razor takes a double-edged razor blade, they copied it. Just like how the first automobile was made and people copied it. I mean, that's just how it is. So everything's kind of a hybrid from something else. So is it wrong or is it right? Just let me know via email and I'll definitely feature it on the show. All right, guys. So that brings us to an end here for our podcast. Been a great year. It's been a great, definitely a great holiday season start off since Halloween. I like to say the holiday season starts off on Halloween, but a lot of people say that now it kicks off right around, right after Thanksgiving. So I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and have a great Black Friday and Cyber Monday and get all the stuff that they're looking for. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, what your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you, the listeners. Don't forget to check out my blog site at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com, and always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Our next show will be on the 10th of December, and until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.